Feeling comfy? Come on, let's talk.
One of my friends has a devotion on which she answered the question of does love fail when a relationship already failed? Nabigo na ba ang pagmamahal pag nabigo na ba ang relasyon? Actually, it is indeed a good question kasi kahit natapos ng relasyon, the thing is that ang love at ang pagmamahal ay hindi pa rin namamatay. Sabi nga, love can be perfect and unconditional. It never fails, and I don't think we're prepared enough for a relationship to be as hard as they are. We often assume that we think we'll meet the right person and everything will magically fall into place. But life can hit hard and it will keep hitting us hard. Unless maswerte tayo. And when we get hit, it can be hard to love ourselves well, much less anyone else. And I learned it in the hard way. Let me give you an experience about this. 5 years ago, or I think it started last 2018, I've courted this woman. It's almost a 5-year courtship, which I didn't get the answer that I want. Kasi nga, immature pa ako noon before. And I realized na the things that I'm giving to her, I'm doing love bombing, doing breadcrumbing, all of those toxic traits na ginagawa ng isang lalaki, I've been doing to that person, which umabot ng 5 years. Well, typically, I admire her, how she did to me to realize the things that I need to improve. Na-realize ko when I've fallen for her. At yung minahal ko siya kahit naubos ako, I think and thought na I don't need to love her perfectly. Bakit niya nasabi? Because if talagang mahal ko siya, I should love her plus. I should not adore her like some god or typically like gagawin ko siyang mundo. Kasi pag ginawa mo yung mundo na yun, you're just stuck behind it. You're just going in a place on a person na instead you're having a greater opportunity outside. You're just staying there looking for that specific person na alam mong walang kasiguraduhan. When that woman who rejected me last 2018, that 5-year courtship, I needed to show up and love her with the best of my ability. And I did that. I did that every fucking every day. I text, I court, I give her letters every day. During her birthday, sinosurprise ko pa yan. Nung na-messed up ako, I really messed up. Rejected me almost 3 times. That's when I realized, yeah, I've been disappointed. I've never stopped trying. Even after I walked away on that courtship, I keep on loving her as I could on the only way she would let me, silently and from a distance until I change that level of love. Yung ultimong level 5 siya in my feelings. Ngayon, napunta siya sa friendly love na lang. Because if that woman didn't do this, hindi ko makikita sa sarili ko yung mga opportunity na meron sa labas. Hindi ko makikita at hindi rin ako mag-grow as an individual. And I hope you guys, you need to understand this. This experience that I have, when the love fails, actually, even the relationship fails, the love still's there. Magbabago lang yung level of love nyo because of what you have experienced to that person. Parang sarili lang natin yan. And I've thought, bakit sa ibang tao madali tayong magmahal? Pero sa sarili natin, hindi natin kayang mahalin yung sarili natin. Dito kasi papasok yung quote about, if you're looking for someone, don't look for a firecracker. Look for a fireplace. Kasi yung firecracker, maingay, mataas. Oo, maganda, tingnan. Pero It will give you a noise that it will not render you as an individual. A noise that, oo, sa umpisa ganito, pero as the long run, nawawala siya. Unlike for a fireplace, that it gives you a home. It suits, it warms you. Yun kasi ang kailangan natin eh. These days, we are not looking for a relationship that will not give us peace. Love is peace. When you're building a relationship, you need to know and understand that if this person gives you peace, kahit na boring yan, there's love in there. And if you don't realize that the person that you are seeing right now or the person that gives you the amount of love and genuine feeling for you, then my friend, you've got to learn to accept those feelings. Because time will tell eh. Time will always tell you kung sino ba talaga yung tao para sa'yo. So going back, I believe that relationships aren't meant to be perfect and it will not always be perfect. Change is constant. If we're growing as individuals, we're going to change. And it forces our relationship to change too. We either figure out how to work through our inherent indifferences or we grow on our separate ways. But perfection in a relationship is not a requirement. Alam ko, we all heard the popular phrase, true love doesn't die, it transforms. No matter how times it's said, death, divorce, and breakup split even the best couples. I'm gonna repeat it. True love doesn't die, it transforms. No matter how many times it is said, death, divorce, and breakup split even the best couples of all time. Just because someone there has one true love doesn't mean it will be constant. You should know that people change, things happen, and there is no guarantee that those feelings will last. So love doesn't die, even if the relationship fails. It just changes the level of love depending on the situation. So if you are struggling right now and you feel that the love is dying or the relationship is dying, fear not. Hindi namamatay ang pag-ibig. Hindi namamatay ang pagmamahal. Bagkus, nababawasan lang yung level of nun. It's okay mapagod sa isang relasyon. It's okay that love takes break but never end it. I'm not a fan of breakups. But sometimes, if you feel that there's no growth in your relationship, then you need to get out of that relationship. There's a saying that I would like to share to you. Sometimes, relationships are all about working through problems. The worth in a relationship is not determined through good moments. Rather, it is determined through moments of struggle and challenge in order for us to grow. So, I hope and pray you'll find the person who are worth struggling for because you deserve a calm love with someone who hears you, sees you, understands you, appreciates you, supports you, and loves you. Someone who's loyal, openly communicates, and creates a caring, safe space. Grow a love that you never have to heal and move on.
Feeling comfy? Come on, let's talk.